In the theater world, there are playwrights who script their works, and there's also improvisation, where actors create action and characters in the moment. Another approach, called devised theater, explores a middle ground, where a troupe of artists collectively shapes a performance over a series of intense rehearsals. Newsworks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas visited Fringe Arts to see the process in action.
This week, the rehearsals for Sans Everything have included a lot of give and take.
Making a proposal that these are like this at the top of the show?
Two companies, Lightning Rod Special and Strange Attractor Theater Company, are collaborating on a work of devised theater. Alice York is co-director of Lightning Rod Special.
It's an original piece created by the ensemble members. It's not one person going off and writing on their own. It's people making proposals, making ideas, suggesting characters. Each individual is responsible both for the development of their own character and for how that fits into the arc of the show and the larger story.
The end result of this collective effort, Sans Everything, is set far in the future, when people no longer need physical bodies. Some of the highly evolved intelligent beings choose to re-embody themselves and go through the human life cycle. Scott Shepard is York's fellow co-director at Lightning Rod Special.
They kind of are equipped with a lot of quote-unquote book smarts, but they have no somatic smarts, so they don't know what it's like to have hands or to feel things that are cold or to laugh or to feel emotions.
Redheads were sensitive to capsaicin and thermal pain, but for subcutaneous pain, they had a higher threshold.
And as this group is going through the human life cycle, they encounter Shakespeare's As You Like It, and it causes a huge rift in their experience of life, the introduction of performance and art and story, and all of the things that that means, love, gender, sex, discord.
Sans Everything is on stage at Fringe Arts this evening through Saturday. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.